Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the halachos of Lechem Mishnah. Most poskim hold that if you have a broken loaf, it's still considered whole if it's only missing less than 1/48 of the entire loaf. For example, something like a matzah, a little bit of the corner is broken. If it's 1/48 or less, so then most poskim hold that is still called a davar shalem, and you can still use it for lechem mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan actually argues that hold that's called a chaser, but the ma'aseh, most poskim hold you can rely on that and hold that if it's only missing 1/48, that is considered a shalem. Now, what happens if you have two chalas that while you bake them they got attached, but your das was to not to be one chalas, be two of them chalas? So halacha is, as long as you separated them after they baked, it's not a problem, even though they got attached and a little bit dough comes from one to the other one, a little bit of challah sticks to this and that. But since there were two separate challahs that only got attached while you're baking, now you separate them, they're considered shleimim, that's not considered a chesaron in a davar shalem. But if you don't separate it, you use both challahs that are attached, that's only considered one challah, not two challahs. Now what happens if you have a challah that got very burnt in one of the corners? Is that called davar shalem or not? So the Mishmaru says that even if it's not royal la'achila, it's called davar shalem. And some argue on that, but everyone agrees that if it's possible to eat it, then it's definitely not a chasaron in a davar shalem. Even if it's burnt, as long as it's edible, it's definitely considered a shalem. And this rule holds, even if it's not edible, still, it is considered a davar shalem. But that's partial. If you cut off that burnt piece, then that's not a shalem anymore. It has to be that's still attached. Then it's called a complete loaf. It's called a davar shalem. Now, the Privy Gadim says a chiddush. The Privy Gadim says that if someone, for example, a lot of people don't eat pas palter, some makbid afghan Shabbos, and some people, even the whole week, don't eat pas palter. So let's say you only have one whole challah, but you have another whole roll, but that roll is pas palter. It's from a non-Jewish bakery, and therefore you don't eat that. Could you use that for lechem mishnah? So the Privy Gadim says, even though you don't eat this pas palter, still you can use it for lechem mishnah, because the ma'aseh is called two challahs. So therefore, from this, people want to learn that, if, for example, if you have another challah that doesn't have your hechsher, or because it has a little bit of milk inside it, so it can't be used in this suda, still you can do lechem mishnah. Or example would be matzah. A lot of people don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on, unless someone needs a lechem mishnah. So he wants to use a matzah. Let's say it's a chametz matzah that he's makbar on that even not to eat. Could you use a lechem mishnah? So halacha is you can use a lechem mishnah. Peter's Prima Gartner says you're allowed to use pas palter if someone doesn't need pas palter. So you could use a matzah also after Rosh Chodesh Nisan for lechem mishnah. And there's other examples also. Let's say someone only could eat spelt bread, spelt challah, and he only has one spelt challah and one wheat challah. He also can make that, use up lechem mishnah, even though he doesn't eat it. Another example would be a frozen challah. All good boy in this period of God, if you have a frozen challah, even though right now it's not edible, but since it's a ma'isa, two challahs, you're still yoytza, the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. Rasim Chamunu Kohn in Sefer brings down from Ramesh Feinstein that a frozen challah is good for lechem mishnah. And his reason is because since you can put it into hot water in order to thaw it, so that makes it royal la'achila. So it sounds like from that it has to be royal la'achila upon him. But in any case, we have a few different poskim. We say clearly that if it's a frozen challah, you could be yaitza the mitzvah of lechem mishnah with such a challah. Everyone have a wonderful day.